On Bentley University Week, your health is now more important than ever to your employer. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Brown, Associate Professor of Law, details what this means for privacy rights of employees.
My research looks at the unintended risks and consequences of monitoring employees' health data. Employers increasingly ask their workers to give them access to health data collected through wearable biometric monitors like Apple Watches or Fitbits. Employers usually do this through workplace wellness programs, which give employees financial rewards, such as a gift card, in exchange for access to data, including the employee's activity levels, heart rate, etc., which are commonly tracked by those watches and the health apps that go with them. Employers collect that health information because they believe it will help lower their health insurance costs over time, and because the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission allows them to do so. Biometric monitoring can also help workers become more efficient and reduce workplace injuries. But now, employers are going to be monitoring employee health much more closely as they reopen after the coronavirus pandemic. Recent changes in federal laws encourage them to do so to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission. Here's the problem. This data collection can come back to bite employees in ways that current state and federal laws do little to stop. The health data that employers are collecting can increase the risk of employees being fired or suffering in other ways at work, which would not be considered illegal discrimination in most cases. Employees are also likely to lose whatever privacy rights they think they may have in that health data because the way wellness plans collect that data isn't covered by HIPAA. My research suggests three alternative ways to restore rights to employees: decoupling health insurance from work, strengthening health privacy regulations, and writing new privacy laws focusing on employee data while recognizing that increased health data collection is going to be an essential element of our workplaces in the future.
That was Elizabeth Brown of Bentley University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.